Texas Background Checks, an Employer's Guide for 2025. Background checks serve many purposes. Today, they're a critical tool for landlords, hiring organizations, and other companies, and are a common element of housing or employment approval. Are you wondering how to conduct background checks in Texas? This blog breaks down what you need to know about the process. Let's get started. Key takeaways. Texas employers typically conduct background checks to verify an applicant's employment and education and to confirm whether an applicant has convictions that would disqualify them from the job. What will appear on a background check depends on the searches requested, but common searches employers ask for include employment verification, criminal history checks, education verification, professional license verification, motor vehicle records checks, and pre-employment drug tests. When you conduct pre-employment background checks, you must comply with federal and Texas state laws. A Texas background check is an investigation many employers conduct into their applicants' or employees' criminal history, past employment, education, and other relevant information for the position. Employers typically work with background check providers like iProspect Check to perform these searches. Consumer Reporting Agencies, CRAs, find the requested information by searching public records and reliable databases to compile reports. However, individuals also can conduct their personal background checks to better understand the information that may appear on these reports. As an employer, there are many reasons you might conduct a background check on your applicants. Here are a few of the most common ones. 1. General employment screening. Many companies in Texas conduct employment background checks as part of the standard onboarding process. This helps a company verify an applicant's employment history and certify that there are no criminal convictions in a person's background. 2. Screening for managerial positions. Managers have a higher level of responsibility than standard employees, so it's common for companies to background check anyone applying for a managerial position. The background check requirements for a manager may be stricter than those for an entry-level employee. 3. Screening for people in the caring professions. EMS personnel, first responders, caregivers, and similar professionals all care for and spend time with vulnerable populations, such as children and elderly adults. To ensure the safety of their patients and clients, companies screen these applicants thoroughly. It's common for these prospects to undergo a background check, criminal records check, credit check, and any other kind of background screening an employer deems valid. Know before you hire. Get a quote. The information revealed on a Texas background check for employment depends on the searches employers request. Commonly, employers request the following types of searches: criminal history search, employment verification, education verification, social security number SSN trace, professional license verification, sex offender registry search, pre-employment drug test. Employers that hire for jobs involving driving also might request motor vehicle records checks. Let's take a look at what might appear on some of these searches. Criminal history search. A criminal background check for employment reveals whether an applicant has any criminal convictions or pending criminal cases. On a criminal history report, the following types of information will be reported about a conviction or pending criminal matter. Offense date, type of offense, severity level of the offense, felony or misdemeanor, disposition, if available, date of disposition, if available, sentence information, if available. Employers can use this information to see whether an applicant has a potentially disqualifying record in relation to the duties of the job and their company's workplace safety requirements. Employment verification. Employment verification confirms whether the information an applicant has included about their past employment on an application is accurate and complete. An employment verification report shows the following information about each past job the applicant has held: name, address, and contact information for the employer, dates of employment, job title/position held. This type of information can reveal gaps in employment, omissions of employers, or fudged employment dates and help employers confirm whether the applicant has been honest. Education verification. Education verification checks the information applicants have reported about their educational attainment and the institutions they have attended. An education verification report reveals the following information about each of the applicants' past schools: name, address, and contact information for each educational institution. Dates of attendance. Any diplomas, degrees, or certificates awarded to the applicant. Education verification confirms whether an applicant has been honest about their education and if they have enough education to qualify them for the job. SSN trace. An SSN trace shows the following information about an applicant's reported Social Security number. Date the Social Security Administration, SSA, issued the number. State in which the SSN was issued. All names and aliases that have been associated with the SSN. All addresses that have been associated with the SSN. Whether the SSN is valid. The individual's date of birth as associated with the SSN. This report can help confirm the applicant's number is valid and belongs to them. Professional license verification. For jobs requiring a professional license, employers often request professional license verification. A professional license verification reveals the following data about an applicant's professional license: issuance date, license type, expiration date, sanctions or discipline against the license, license validity. Confirming an applicant's professional license helps employers ensure their candidates are qualified and minimize potential negligent hiring claims. Sex offender registry search. A sex offender registry check will show whether an applicant is currently registered as a sex offender and might be necessary for jobs in which the applicant will have contact with vulnerable populations. If an applicant is a registered sex offender, a sex offender background check discloses the following information: aliases and names used by the offender, address at which the offender is registered, the state of conviction for the sex offense, distinguishing marks including scars, tattoos, and others, pre-employment drug test. Many employers opt to require pre-employment drug tests as a part of their drug-free workplace policies. Most pre-employment drug tests are urine screens that check for the presence of the following five substances in the applicant's system: marijuana, THC, opiates, heroin, hydrocodone, oxycodone, etc., amphetamines, amphetamines, methamphetamines, phencyclidine, PCP, cocaine. It's important to note that pre-employment drug screens show a picture in time of an applicant's recent drug use and do not indicate whether an applicant has used substances in the past or might in the future. Motor vehicle records check. Employers that hire people to drive as a part of their jobs often ask for motor vehicle records, MVR, checks. An MVR check reports the following information: driver's license number, license type, issuance date, expiration date, driver's full legal name, driver's address, date of birth, physical descriptors including photo, weight, height, sex, eye color, and others, traffic violations, traffic crimes, assessed points, license suspensions. An MVR check allows employers to verify their applicants' driving records, ensure they are safe drivers, check they have the right type of driver's license, and make certain they are insurable. 1. Develop a thorough background check policy. Work with your management team and HR to create a thorough background check policy. Your policy should include the types of searches you will perform for different positions, the rationale for running background checks, and the specific steps HR staff should take when initiating a check, communicating with applicants, reviewing results, and handling the information from the reports. make sure your policy is uniform to minimize unconscious bias risks. It should also follow all legal requirements under federal and state laws for background checks. 2. Train your HR staff. Train your HR staff on your company's background check procedures and the laws that apply. Make sure they know how to handle information learned from background checks and the steps required under Title VII and the FCRA when reports reveal criminal convictions or other adverse information. 3. Adhere to the FCRA's notice and consent rules. The FCRA includes specific notice and consent rules for employers when they conduct background checks. Notify applicants that your company performs background checks. This notice must be in writing on a separate form. Don't include any extra information about other topics. Obtain your applicant's signed consent before initiating a background check. 4. Choose a partner wisely. The value of your employment background checks depends on the provider you choose. Research an employment background check provider's reliability, accuracy, legal compliance, and processing speed. At iProspect Check, we leverage extensive resources and our advanced research methodologies to return accurate, reliable, current, and FCRA-compliant background check reports quickly. 5. Assess convictions individually. Avoid a blanket policy to turn down anyone with a criminal conviction. Blanket policies can expose your company to litigation and civil penalties. Instead, assess convictions individually by comparing them to the specific duties required by the job you are considering the applicant for. You can also take into account any potential threats to workplace safety. 6. Communicate with your applicant. Communicate with your applicants throughout the background check process to keep them informed. Once you've reviewed the results, contact your applicant and schedule onboarding and their start date if you decide to move forward. By contrast, if you intend to deny employment based on the results of their background check, follow the steps outlined below. 7. Complete the adverse action steps. If you want to deny employment to an applicant based on the results of their background check, take the following adverse action steps. Send a pre-adverse action letter. Transmit a letter to the applicant that information in their background check makes you want to deny them the job. Enclose a copy of the background check report and highlight the problematic information. Provide time to respond. Give the applicant a reasonable amount of time to respond to the pre-adverse action letter. The applicant can submit evidence the information is wrong or that they have been rehabilitated since the incident occurred. Transmit a final adverse action letter. If you ultimately decide not to hire the applicant after completing the previous steps, send a final adverse action letter. Enclose a copy of their rights under the FCRA. Keep copies of the documents showing you completed the adverse action process in the applicant's file. Know before you hire. Get a quote. Federal laws. Fair Credit Reporting Act. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, is a federal law that is enforced by the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and protects consumer privacy in the information collected, retained, and reported by consumer reporting agencies, CRAs. This law applies to background check providers that collect and report information to employers for employment background checks. Under the FCRA, CRAs can't report the following information when it is 7 or more years old, for jobs paying less than $75,000 annually. Arrests not leading to convictions. Liens. Judgments. Civil lawsuits. Bankruptcies. These restrictions don't apply to jobs paying salaries of $75,000 or more. They also don't restrict CRAs from reporting other important background information about an applicant's employment, education, professional license status, and others. The FCRA also governs what employers should do when they discover negative information on an applicant's employment background check. Before an employer can decide not to hire an applicant based on a background report, they must complete the steps of the adverse action process and provide the applicant with a copy of their FCRA rights. Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Title VII, employers can't discriminate against applicants or employees on the basis of their protected characteristics. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EOC, enforces Title VII and has issued employer guidance about the treatment of arrest and conviction information obtained by employers on background checks. Under the EOC's guidance, employers must individually assess a criminal record by comparing it to the duties of the position before deciding not to hire the applicant based on that information. Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act. The Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act is a federal ban-the-box law that was effective as of December 20, 2021. Federal agencies and federal contractors are covered by this law and are prohibited from asking about criminal history on applications. Covered federal contractors and agencies also can't inquire about a candidate's criminal history until they have made a conditional employment offer. Covered employers that are hiring for positions that require criminal records checks under federal or state law are exempted. State laws. Texas follows the EOC and FCRA. However, several local jurisdictions have enacted ban-the-box laws. These laws restrict when in the onboarding process an employer can ask about criminal history information. An increasing number of counties and cities around the nation continue to add ban-the-box laws. To learn whether your county or local government has enacted a ban-the-box law, you should consult your legal counsel. Here are a few of the counties and cities with current ban-the-box laws. Texas Regulatory Consistency Act. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed the Texas Regulatory Consistency Act, TCRA, into law on June 14, 2023. This law made sweeping changes to local laws by preempting them. Under the TRCA, local governments cannot pass laws that go further than what state law provides. The effect of this law is to preempt or invalidate many local laws, including municipal and county ban-the-box laws, fair chance hiring policies, certain local labor laws, and others that provide workers with more rights than state law provides or require employers to take additional steps not required under state law. City of Austin Ban-the-Box Ordinance preempted. The City of Austin passed a ban-the-box ordinance in 2016. And private and public employers with 15 or more employees had to comply with it for 7 years. This law prohibited inquiries into the criminal backgrounds of applicants until after the employers had extended a conditional offer of employment. However, the Texas Regulatory Consistency Act, which was passed in June 2023, preempts this law. This means the local ban-the-box ordinance in Austin is no longer effective. While employers no longer have to follow the local ban-the-box law, they should keep in mind that the law's requirements to individually assess conviction records mirrors the guidance provided by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission under federal law. Employers will still need to ensure they comply with federal laws, including Title VII and the FCRA, when they conduct background checks. Employers that contract with federal agencies will also still need to wait until after they extend conditional job offers to inquire about criminal history information under the Federal Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act if they wish to continue their federal contracts. Harris County Fair Chance Hiring Policy preempted. Harris County passed a Fair Chance Hiring Policy in 2022, which applied to public employers. However, the Texas Regulatory Consistency Act preempted this law upon its passage in June 2023. This means that public employers in Harris County must disregard the local Fair Chance hiring policy as it is no longer effective. However, they must still follow the requirements of federal laws, including the FCRA Title VII and the Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act, if applicable. City of DeSoto Ban-the-Box Ordinance preempted. Like Austin, the City of DeSoto passed a ban-the-box ordinance in June 2021. However, this local law was preempted by the 2023 Texas Regulatory Consistency Act. This means the local law no longer applies. Instead, employers must comply with state laws already on the books. While the local Ban the Box ordinance no longer applies, employers must still be mindful of their requirements under the FCRA and Title VII, including the requirement to individually assess conviction records. Any employer that has or is seeking federal contracts must also comply with the Federal Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act, which requires federal contractors to wait to inquire about criminal history information until they have extended conditional offers of employment. Expunction or nondisclosure. Texas has two processes that individuals can use to clean up their criminal records, including expunction and nondisclosure orders. Expunction is very limited in Texas and can only be used on the following types of records under Texas Code CIRM, Proc. Section 55.01. Conviction for unlawfully carrying weapons before September 1, 2021. Completion of a sentence to deferred adjudication for a Class C misdemeanor. Dismissal or acquittal of other misdemeanor or felony charges. Waiting periods exist before someone can apply for an expunction even when they were not convicted as follows. Class C misdemeanor completion of adjudication 180 days. Class A and B misdemeanors 12 months. Felonies 3 years. It's important to note that the waiting periods listed above only apply for convictions of carrying weapons before September 1, 2021, completion of a deferred adjudication for a Class C felony, or records of dismissed charges or not guilty verdicts. For other offenses, people might seek to seal their criminal records by obtaining a nondisclosure order under Texas Government Code Section 411.074. First time, nonviolent misdemeanors resolved through deferred adjudication are eligible for automatic nondisclosure orders once 6 months have passed. Other offenses require individuals to petition the court for a nondisclosure order. The effect of an expunction or nondisclosure order on background checks prevents the affected records from being reported. Applicants also can legally answer that they have not been convicted of an offense if asked. Texas Business and Commerce Code Section 20.05. Texas Bus and Com Code Section 20.05 provides a time restriction for reporting information that largely mirrors the FCRA, but with a couple of key differences. Under this law, CRAs are prohibited from reporting the following information when it is 7 or 10 years old for jobs with annual salaries under $75,000, bankruptcies older than 10 years, civil lawsuits, civil judgments, arrests, convictions, indictments, paid tax liens, medical collections regardless of age if the individual had insurance at the time the debt was incurred, any other item that is older than 7 years. These restrictions don't apply when a position has an annual salary of $75,000 or more. They also don't apply when an employer is hiring for a position in the insurance industry, when failing to report the information would violate 18 U.S.C. Section 1033. If you want to keep your background checks compliant, you must focus on equity and communication. Under EOC guidelines, it is illegal to check the background of an applicant when that decision is based on a person's national origin, color, sex, race, religion, disability, age, or genetic information. Before you collect background information through a third-party background check company, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, requires that you do the following. Tell the applicant or employee you might use the information to make decisions about his or her employment. This notice must be in writing and in a standalone format. The advice can't be in an employment application. You can include some minor additional information in the notice, such as a brief description of the nature of consumer reports, but only if it doesn't confuse or detract from the notice. If you are asking a company to provide an investigative report, a report based on personal interviews concerning a person's character, general reputation, personal characteristics, and lifestyle, you must also notify the applicant or employee of his or her right to a description of the nature and scope of the investigation. Get the applicant's or employee's written permission to do the background check. This can be part of the document you use to notify the person that you will receive the report. If you want the authorization to allow you to obtain background reports throughout the person's employment, make sure you say so clearly and conspicuously. Certify to the company from which you are obtaining the report that you notified the applicant and got their permission to obtain a background report, complied with all of the FCRA requirements, and won't discriminate against the applicant or employee, or otherwise misuse the information in violation of federal or state equal opportunity laws or regulations. If a background check reveals past convictions that entitle you to take adverse action, for example, refusing to hire the applicant or hiring the applicant for a lesser position, the FCRA issues these guidelines. Before you take an adverse employment action, you must give the applicant or employee a notice that includes a copy of the consumer report you relied on to make your decision, and a copy of a summary of your rights under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which you should have received from the company that sold you the report. By giving the person the notice in advance, the person has an opportunity to review the report and explain any negative information. After you take an adverse employment action, you must tell the applicant or employee orally, in writing, or electronically that he or she was rejected because of information in the report. The name, address, and phone number of the company that sold the report. That the company selling the report didn't make the hiring decision and can't give specific reasons for it, and that he or she has a right to dispute the accuracy or completeness of the report and to obtain an additional, free report from the reporting company within 60 days. As you can see, background check compliance guidelines are complicated, and it's easy for companies to take the wrong step. Fortunately, you can streamline the process by partnering with iProspect Check. As an industry leader in compliant background checks for Texas and many other states, we provide rapid, accurate, and reliable background check services you can rely on in Austin, Houston, and more. Contact us today to request a free consultation, 888-509-1979. 1. Texas Department of Public Safety Criminal History Records gives guidance on how employers can request criminal background check information for different purposes in Texas. 2. Texas Health and Human Services Background Checks offers information to healthcare and other providers about background check requirements for applicants and how to conduct them. 3. Texas Workforce Commission References and Background Checks Guide gives legal information for employers conducting background checks and checking references. For Texas background checks by city, refer to the following blogs for more specific guidance on background checks in the cities of Dallas, Austin, Houston, Fort Worth, Irving, or Plano. Disclaimer: the resources provided here are for educational purposes only and do not constitute legal advice. Consult your counsel if you have legal questions related to your specific practices and compliance with applicable laws. How far back does a background check go in Texas? In the state of Texas, criminal background checks generated by an employer can go back 7 years into an applicant's criminal and personal history. There are, however, some exceptions to this rule. Under Texas law, TX Bus, Code Sector 20.05, the 7-year check is applicable unless the salary for the open position exceeds $75,000 annually. If the prospect is applying for a job that pays more than $75,000 annually, the employer is entitled to evaluate the applicant's records from the point the applicant turned 18. Arrests not leading to convictions. Chapter 13 Bankruptcies, 10 years for Chapter 7. Collection accounts. Civil judgments and civil lawsuits. Paid tax liens. These restrictions don't apply to jobs paying more than $75,000 per year or to information about an applicant's employment, education, or professional license. For those types of information, employers can ask for information going back any length of time. The 7-year rule also applies when a company hires a third party to conduct its background checks, as consumer reporting agencies are subject to both federal and state regulations and limitations. Finally, employers should know that the courts typically seal the criminal records of minors. This means that employers will likely not see any criminal convictions an applicant incurred before he or she turned 18. What happens when a prospect was arrested for a crime but never charged? In the state of Texas, arrests without a conviction should never solely be grounds for making an employment decision. The state believes that people are innocent until proven guilty, and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, asserts and upholds federal anti-discrimination laws. These laws prohibit the use of Texas arrest records in employment decisions, which is critical to know as you learn how to run a criminal background check in Texas. To remain compliant, employers should limit themselves to convictions, guilty pleas, and pleas of no contest when making hiring decisions. How long does a background check take in Texas? How long a background check might take depends on how extensive it is and the types of information requested. Standard background checks might come back in a matter of hours up to a couple of days. How much does a background check cost in Texas? At iProspect Check, we offer affordable packages at different price points. We also offer a menu of different types of background checks, allowing people to choose the specific information they need and create a customized solution while avoiding paying for unnecessary information. For more information and to receive a free quote, contact us today. Bell County. Bell County is located in central Texas. The county seat is Belton. The county has a population of more than 388,000 people. Bell County Public Records and Information Resources. Bell County Website. Public Records Request Bell County. Court Case Records Bell County. Behar County. Behar County is a populous located in southern Texas. The county seat is San Antonio. The county has a population of more than 2 million people. Behar County Public Records and Information Resources. Behar County Website. Public Records Request Behar County. Court Case Records Behar County. Brazoria County. Brazoria County is located on the eastern border of Texas. The county seat is Angleton. The county has a population of slightly more than 388,000 people. Brazoria County Public Records and Information Resources. Brazoria County Website. Public Records Request Brazoria County. Court Case Records Brazoria County. Brazos County. Brazos County is located in eastern Texas and is named after the Brazos River. The county seat is Bryan. The county has a population of slightly more than 242,000 people. Brazos County Public Records and Information Resources. Brazos County Website. Public Records Request Brazos County. Court Case Records Brazos County. Cameron County. Cameron County is located in central Texas. The county seat is Brownsville. The county has a population of slightly more than 425,000 people. Cameron County Public Records and Information Resources. Cameron County Website. Public Records Request Cameron County. Court Case Records Cameron County. Collin County. Collin County is located in northern Texas and is named for one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. The county seat is McKinney. The county has a population of slightly more than 1,150,000 people. Collin County Public Records and Information Resources. Collin County Website. Public Records Request Collin County. Court Case Records Collin County. Comal County. Comal County is located in central Texas. The county seat is New Braunfels. The county has a population of slightly less than 185,000 people. Comal County Public Records and Information Resources. Comal County Website. Public Records Request Comal County. Court Case Records Comal County. Galveston County. Galveston County is located on the eastern border of Texas on the Gulf Coast. The county seat is Galveston. The county has a population of just over 357,000 people. Galveston County Public Records and Information Resources. Galveston County Website. Public Records Request Galveston County. Court Case Records Galveston County. Guadalupe County. Guadalupe County is located in eastern Texas and was named after a signatory to the Declaration of Independence. The county seat is Anderson. The county has a population of just over 30,000 people. Guadalupe County Public Records and Information Resources. Guadalupe County Website. Public Records Request Guadalupe County. Court Case Records Guadalupe County. Harris County. Harris County is the most populous county in Texas and is located in eastern Texas on the state's Gulf Coast. The county seat is Houston. The county has a population of around 4,780,000 people. Harris County Public Records and Information Resources. Harris County Website. Public Records Request Harris County. Court Case Records Harris County. Dallas County. Dallas County is the second most populous county behind Harris County. The county seat is Dallas. The county has a population of slightly more than 2,600,000 people. Dallas County Public Records and Information Resources. Dallas County Website. Public Records Request Dallas County. Court Case Records Dallas County. Denton County. Denton County is located in northeastern Texas. The county seat is Denton. The county has a population of slightly more than 977,000 people. Denton County Public Records and Information Resources. Denton County Website. Public Records Request Denton County. Court Case Records Denton County. Ellis County. Ellis County is located in central Texas. The county seat is Waxahachie. The county has a population of almost 213,000 people. Ellis County Public Records and Information Resources. Ellis County Website. Public Records Request Ellis County. Court Case Records Ellis County. El Paso County. El Paso County is located in far western Texas along the border with Mexico. The county seat is El Paso. The county has a population of almost 869,000 people. El Paso County Public Records and Information Resources. El Paso County Website. Public Records Request El Paso County. Court Case Records El Paso County. Fort Bend County. Fort Bend County is a populous county located in eastern Texas. The county seat is Richmond. The county has a population of nearly 890,000 people. Fort Bend County Public Records and Information Resources. Fort Bend County Website. Public Records Request Fort Bend County. Court Case Records Fort Bend County. Hays County. Hays County is located in central Texas. The county seat is San Marcos. The county has a population of around 269,000 people. Hays County Public Records and Information Resources. Hays County Website. Public Records Request Hays County. Court Case Records Hays County. Hidalgo County. Hidalgo County is located in the southern tip of Texas. The county seat is Edinburgh. The county has a population of around 888,300 people. Hidalgo County Public Records and Information Resources. Hidalgo County Website. Public Records Request Hidalgo County. Court Case Records Hidalgo County. Jefferson County. Jefferson County is located in eastern Texas near the Gulf Coast and is one of the original 23 counties of Texas. The county seat is Beaumont. The county has a population of around 251,000 people. Jefferson County Public Records and Information Resources. Jefferson County Website. Public records request, Jefferson County. Court case records, Jefferson County. Johnson County. Johnson County is located in central Texas. The county seat is Cleburne. The county has a population of around 195,500 people. Johnson County Public Records and Information Resources. Johnson County website. Public records request, Johnson County. Court case records, Johnson County. Kaufman County. Kaufman County is located in eastern Texas. The county seat is Kaufman. The county has a population of around 172,300 people. Kaufman County Public Records and Information Resources. Kaufman County website. Public records request, Kaufman County. Court case records, Kaufman County. Lubbock County. Lubbock County is located in northwestern Texas. The county seat is Lubbock. The county has a population of around 317,000 people. Lubbock County Public Records and Information Resources. Lubbock County website. Public records request, Lubbock County. Court case records, Lubbock County. McLennan County. McLennan County is located in central Texas. The county seat is Waco. The county has a population of around 267,000 people. McLennan County Public Records and Information Resources. McLennan County website. Public records request, McLennan County. Court case records, McLennan County. Midland County. Midland County is located in western Texas. The county seat is Midland. The county has a population of around 172,000 people. Midland County Public Records and Information Resources. Midland County website. Public records request, Midland County. Court case records, Midland County. Montgomery County. Montgomery County is located in eastern Texas. The county seat is Conroe. The county has a population of around 678,500 people. Montgomery County Public Records and Information Resources. Montgomery County website. Public records request, Montgomery County. Court case records, Montgomery County. Nueces County. Nueces County is located in southeastern Texas along the Gulf Coast. The county seat is Corpus Christi. The county has a population of around 351,700 people. Nueces County Public Records and Information Resources. Nueces County website. Public records request, Nueces County. Court case records, Nueces County. Smith County. Smith County is located in eastern Texas. The county seat is Tyler. The county has a population of around 242,000 people. Smith County Public Records and Information Resources. Smith County website. Public records request, Smith County. Court case records, Smith County. Tarrant County. Tarrant County is located in northern Texas. The county seat is Fort Worth. The county has a population of around 2,155,000 people. Tarrant County Public Records and Information Resources. Tarrant County website. Public records request, Tarrant County. Court case records, Tarrant County. Travis County. Travis County is located in central Texas. The county seat is Austin. The county has a population of around 1,326,400 people. Travis County Public Records and Information Resources. Travis County website. Public records request, Travis County. Court case records, Travis County. Webb County. Webb County is located in southern Texas. The county seat is Laredo. The county has a population of around 267,800 people. Webb County Public Records and Information Resources. Webb County website. Public records request, Webb County. Court case records, Webb County. Williamson County. Williamson County is located in central Texas. The county seat is Georgetown. The county has a population of around 671,400 people. Williamson County Public Records and Information Resources. Williamson County website. Public records request Williamson County. Court case records Williamson County. For a complete overview of all 254 counties, click here.